Members, I'll call the meeting, Rules Committee meeting to order. Clerk will note the roll. A quorum is present. Representative Hollis will move approval of the minutes for the March 14th meeting. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the proposed calendar for the day. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we have before us now discussion on the budget for the House. I'd like Mr. Schweitzer to come down to the table if he could. Members, just to get the budget before us, I would like to move the House budget and the 2% staff pay scale adjustments for FY08 and 09 be approved. The controller shall adjust budget line items as needed to accommodate appropriation and other changes made to the overall House budget. Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you the proposed House budget for fiscal years 08 and 09. The amount, total amount requested in this budget request for the biennium is $61,332,000. The first thing you might notice on the first sheet of the budget sheet, we do have, you'll notice for FY06 and an estimate of FY07 is also shown for comparison purposes. The appropriations for FY06 and 07 are also shown. For 06 and 07, $24,177,000, and in 07, $27,790,000. However, our actual expenses and estimated expenses for 06 and 07 were significantly higher than our appropriation. That does cause us some concern on a going forward basis to make sure that we do have a sufficient appropriation to pay for our current and ongoing expenses. This was pretty much planned. We made up the difference with our carry forward balance, which had been as much as $5 million. Projected that carry forward balance will fall to around $800,000, depending on how much of it we spend in FY07. We have a number of bills yet to pay, and also a number of decisions yet to make regarding what that ultimate level will be. So that's the overall overall picture of where we were for 06 and 07. 08 and 09, there are several items for changes to be considered. First of all, the 2% cost of living adjustment for staff. We were provided additional money by the governor in the governor's budget for that 2% salary supplement. That is shown as a governor's base adjustment on the budget page, as well in 08 and 09, $417,000 in 08 and $842,000 in 09. The budget also reflects other inflationary costs such as the federal mileage rate, but we've also have had cost savings over the years. For example, the voice over IP phone system that we operate, that all of you use right now, we've had some substantial cost savings resulting from that implementation. And what doesn't show up on the actual cost savings is the avoided cost. If we had stuck with the old telephone system operated by the Office of Enterprise Technology, they increased the rates about 35%. So if we hadn't done the investment, we would have significant cost increases because of those rate increases, and we continue to take other actions to try to minimize house costs. The house technology needs are reflected in the house budget. A special thank you to President Pawlowski, who's convened an ad hoc staff group to help us look at some of those technology needs. That is reflected in the House budget. We're proposing an office equipment budget of approximately $900,000. That includes not only office technology, but also includes items like furniture, other items that may be needed by the House in the future. There's a merit pay adjustment built into the budget of approximately 3.5% per year for merit pay increases for staff. to a large extent, those costs are offset by savings in by salary savings leaves and by expected vacancies in staffing from our complement, which currently is at about 253 staff. So we can largely pay for that through those savings. And the budget does reflect increased costs for things like per diem and lodging approved by the committee in January. So that's kind of an overall summary, and Mr. Chair, members, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, questions. Representative Fiskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schweitzer. I do have a few questions I'd like some further information on. First is the what looks to be a new line item called contingency. I see that we have quite a bit of carry forward, right? And I'm not quite sure the need for that contingency. So could you explain to the committee why we'd create this new fund?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, and yes, I'd be glad to. It is a fairly small amount, $75,000. And I can see how it could appear as a new account. I mean, as a new item because it is blank under 06 and 07. But we have had this as budget proposal items at least last year and perhaps before that. But no item shows up in here, that is, any expenses that we actually incur are coded to other areas. So I mean, so that's what, it doesn't show up as an actual for 06 and 07. It simply would give us a small amount of cushion for items that are likely to be needed that aren't accounted for in other areas.
Well, Mr.
As a percentage of the total budget of $150,000. Divided by 61,332,049, it is two-tenths of 1% of the overall budget.
Representative Fiskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schweitzer. I do understand that, and I think the expression is a million here, a million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. But $75,000 is a lot to the people I represent. But I just want to understand why this is broken out and not in the miscellaneous, or is the miscellaneous fund all money that's sitting in line items, but they're so small, you're not setting those out specifically.
Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, Representative Fiskins and House members, the miscellaneous is different from a contingency. It includes small items that aren't accounted for in other areas. For example, biggest one would be things like the expenses for job ads. That would be the single largest item there, and other stuff like that. And I can give you a listing of what those expenses have been.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I don't think that's necessary, Mr. Schweitzer. I just need to understand the mechanism. So the miscellaneous dollars are sitting in different line items. They're just so small we don't list them out, and I appreciate that understanding. The other thing, Mr. Schweitzer, is on the session housing allowance. I believe that'll probably have to be renamed from session housing allowance to housing allowance, seeing as the change in house rules. But can you explain to this committee what numbers you use to create the estimate that you have here in the budget?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Fiskins and members, yes, the expense does not include the total cost of what it would be if all members took year-round housing at the maximum amount for 12 months, because instead what they reflect is my estimate of what I think members actually will do. Historically, members have not taken the maximum dollar amounts available for the maximum periods of time. When 6 months was available, typically members would not all members would take it for the full 6 months. And in this case, it's a little bit of an additional challenge because we have no history to indicate really how many members would take year-round lodging. Many members have not six-month leases on file. Most have not. Very few have actually have 12-month leases on file with us. Members may well wait until June to do that, too, or not. The bottom line is, I don't know how many members are going to sign up for year-round lodging, but I had to put a number in the budget to do that. My estimate are that there are 57 members who are eligible for year-round lodging. My estimate is that 35 members will take that for 12 months. That 20 members for 6 months, and no members for and the two members will take it for no months to get to the 409. 408, the estimate would be about the same. But it would be for again 12 months or 4 months for or 0 months. So on average, it comes to somewhere around 65%, I believe, of what the maximum could be.
Representative Biskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schweitz, I want to state at the outset that I appreciate the difficulty you have to go through to create this line item, and I am very empathetic to that. But I guess the last question is the number 35, and if you could explain to this committee how you came about. Did you do a survey of the 57 who were eligible? Is it a best guess estimate?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members, I talked to our fiscal service specialist who works most closely with members about that. That was not her estimate. That was mine. It was a matter of talk with her to try to get some feel for how many members have come down, have made oral comments regarding what they might intend to. Some comments from members indicating that no, they absolutely were not going to take year-round housing. That they didn't think it was a wise use of resources. So she's heard those sorts of comments from some members. So based on that, that's where I came up with, with 20, perhaps 20 would not take year-round housing.
Okay. Representative Biskin?
I guess, and not a question, Mr. Chair, just a comment to Mr. Schweitzer. I guess If you haven't yet, I talked to Senate staff who have had this provision for some time and find out what percent of their eligible members take it, et cetera. It might be another piece to help you in this difficult process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Biskin. Representative Finstaff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I first want to start out by thanking you and your staff for the hard work putting this together. I know it wasn't easy, and by saying that, I'm not, wholeheartedly endorsing it yet, but I do want to thank you and tell you that we appreciate the work you put into it.
And, Representative, instead, I appreciate also you taking some time last night to sit down with me and discuss this budget with us. I know Representative Paulson was unable to, and you pinch-hit rather well, and it was good to see you pinch-hit on an issue from time to time as well. So, Representative Finstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The love fest continues. My question would be, as we look at page 2, Mr. Schweitzer, you talk about merit pay adjustments of 3.5% per year. I just want to know that, do the numbers reflect here all employees getting the 3.5%? I mean, how did you put the number in place? So what I'm saying is then if we budget for a full amount, everybody gets the full amount merit pay, and some employees don't get that, is there going to be leftover carry forward with that number?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Finstead, is yes. At this point in the budget process, we try to make some very simple assumptions to put in the numbers. It would be based on a 3.5% on all members being eligible for a 3.5% merit pay increase each year.
Okay. Sam Finstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last question for me then. Could you give me a quick snapshot of what professional services are? I see we have roughly $150,000, $100,000 allocated here in this proposal. I just want to know what exactly that means.
Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, yes, that would reflect things like financial audit that's required by the House. It would require some small miscellaneous computer consultants that may be required by the House in areas for network design. And it also would include, as I talked about the technology planning that we're doing, the HR office has proposed a new human resource information system for managing it. But to do that, there would be a significant consultant cost in doing that. So that would be a budget accounting also would face some of those costs. So if we go forward with that change, we will need to expect professional service costs for the implementation of that new software program. It doesn't mean that this committee is, that we're going to go forward with this at this time, but this builds in the money for it in case we do.
And to that point, in previous question, Representative Finstad, both merit pay and any decisions would come back to this committee for a vote. Yep. Any other discussion? Representative Finstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, something just struck me in what Mr. Schweitzer said was in, and it just has to go to the assumption issue, all right? And so it's just a request of the chair. If on the merit pay issue we're making an assumption of 100%, right, and on the year-round housing, we're making an assumption of about 60%. I think, you know, there's an assumption issue we have to deal with. Mr. Chairman, the only thing I'd ask is that if it does come to your attention that these numbers increase substantially, which they could, this number, if it we assume now, could easily be around $1 million a year, and it's going to be a huge issue. I'd just ask that you bring it back to the attention of this committee, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely, Representative Biskins. Representative Tingelstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and Mr. Schweitzer, I'm wondering about committee budgets. We haven't done that yet in this committee, and I don't know if that's reflected in here. We're going to have a separate discussion, or maybe give us a timeline of what we're looking at for that.
Absolutely, Representative Singlestead. Committee budgets are in here, not by line item, but they are in here. If you look at the middle, it's within that middle piece there of the budget, of the three pieces, and historically, committee budgets are done at the end of the first session of the biennium. I've looked back. Historically, they happen in May. Sometimes they've happened sooner, sometimes right around May, but it's my intention to get through the legislative session. Most importantly, get this budget passed, and not just passed out of this committee. It then goes into the state government finance bill, as many know, and passed. And I'm uncomfortable at this time setting up committee budgets without knowing what that final number will be. And so it will be happening sometime in May. So that's the timeline.
Thank you.
Thanks. Representative House.
Nope.
Okay. Any other discussion on the budget? I will renew my motion for the budget. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Members, thank you very much for your attendance. Meeting's adjourned.